Jews not to be ignored, the work for the Jews, as outlined in the 11th chapter of Romans, is a work that is to be treated with special wisdom. It is a work that must not be ignored. The wisdom of God must come to our people. In all wisdom and righteousness we must clear the King's highway. The Jews are to be given every opportunity of coming to the light. Complying with conditions of election. If we comply with the conditions the Lord has made, we shall secure our election to salvation. Perfect obedience to His commandments is the evidence that we love God, and are not hardened in sin. Christ has a church in every age. There are in the church those who are not made any better by their connection with it. They themselves break the terms of their election. Obedience to the commandments of God gives us a right to the privileges of His church. The only election in the Bible quoted, now here are the most precious jewels of truth for every individual soul of us. Here is the only election in the Bible, and you can prove yourself elected of Christ by being faithful, you can prove yourself the chosen of Christ by abiding in the vine. A boundary where man's resources cease, it is the duty and privilege of all to use reason as far as man's finite faculties can go. But there is a boundary where man's resources must cease. There are many things that can never be reasoned out by the strongest intellect or discerned by the most penetrating mind. Philosophy cannot determine the ways and works of God, the human mind cannot measure infinity. Jehovah is the fountain of all wisdom, of all truth, of all knowledge. There are high attainments that man can reach in this life through the wisdom that God imparts. But there is an infinity beyond that will be the study and the joy of the saints throughout eternal ages. Man can now only linger upon the borders of that vast expanse, and let imagination take its flight. Finite man cannot fathom the deep things of God, for spiritual things are spiritually discerned. The human mind cannot comprehend the wisdom and power of God. Avoiding guesswork in the quest for God. Human talent and human conjecture have tried by searching to find out God. But guesswork has proved itself to be guesswork. Man cannot by searching find out God. This problem has not been given to human beings. All that man needs to know and can know of God has been revealed in His Word and in the life of His Son, the great teacher. Let men remember that they have a ruler in the heavens, a God who will not be trifled with. He who puts his reason to the stretch in an effort to exalt himself and to delineate God, will find that he might far better have stood as a humble suppliant before God, confessing himself to be only an erring human being. God cannot be understood by men. His ways and works are past finding out. In regard to the revelations that he has made of himself in his word, we may talk, but other than this, let us say of him, Thou art God. And thy ways are past finding out. There is a knowledge of God and of Christ which all who are saved must have. This is life eternal, Christ said, that they might know thee the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. The question for us to study is, what is truth, the truth for this time, which is to be cherished, loved, honored, and obeyed? The devotees of science have been defeated and disheartened in their effort to find out God. What they need to inquire is, what is truth?